Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 154. In this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. You are invited to join this community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. I invite you to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast, and find quick links to do both at journeytograteful.com. Lastly, I ask that you take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Doing so will help this podcast reach more people, like yourself, in need of an insightful grief resource which can help them navigate their grief journey. Grief is a challenge. There is definitely no doubt about it. And as I've discussed throughout the many episodes of this podcast, there are so many pieces of this specific puzzle of which we are all attempting to make sense. Throughout our journey with grief, we seem to discover what grief truly is, slowly, day by day, turn by turn. Many of us might have once thought we knew what grief was, but we often realize once walking side by side with grief, there is so much we hadn't considered, hadn't even imagined. And with this in mind, I'd like to challenge myself in this episode to express, in a different manner, what grief is, all with the hope that I will stumble across valuable insights on grief along the way. I will attempt to share several possible answers to the following statement. Grief, in a word, is. Admittedly, from my current viewpoint, I'm sure what I will uncover will be the complexities of my most recent grief journey, which I've navigated on a daily basis for nearly 5 years. I'm sure less common realities of what grief truly is like will undoubtedly emerge, and within that is where we will discover what grief, in a word, is. So let's dive into the show. Grief, in a word, is extensive. Honestly, in the past, I may have used the phrase all-encompassing, which may be a bit more accurate than extensive. But I've chosen that word to better express the breadth of grief's determination on those left in its wake. Grief, in a word, is also altering. I believe this is quite obvious for anyone on the outside looking in, so to speak. But what they see is typically just the tip of the iceberg. Altering means in every way possible. The absence of the physical person is altering, yes, but their presence, or better yet, their absence, is felt in more than just the lack of their body in a room. It's their essence, their aura, their silent influence. Oh, and yes, their unique scent. This is the altering of which we experience that runs deeper than anyone can ever imagine. Altering is not just the more obvious life altering, the reality that they're not here anymore, but the shift in their presence that you can't quite put to words, but which is as real as the still air shifting when the sun peeks out from the clouds on a brisk spring day. However, it's really the opposite. It's the lack of warmth you feel, like when that same sun dips back behind the clouds and a chill comes over you. That's what it's truly like. But today, the clouds are constant and that chill seems to be ever present. And you feel as though the sun will never warm you again, at least never in quite the same way. Which brings me to my next thought. Grief, in a word, is daily. Think of that for just a bit. Daily. Meaning each day, every day, all day. It ties closely with extensive or all-encompassing. And I would hope it helps anyone in our lives who might be a few circles outside our closest circle to better grasp the truth of grief. Each day, every day, all day. Now let me be clear. You might question, if I still think of my grief and grieve 24/7, the oversimplified answer would be no. The complicated answer would be that grief is part of who I am now. Just as the air that surrounds us is ever present, yet we don't consciously think about it. But here's the thing. Grief changes as time moves on. I believe we all understand this fact to a certain extent. However, what many don't understand is that doesn't mean grief shrinks. It doesn't go away or gets easier. Instead, what I've come to know is this. We find more effective ways of dealing with our grief. Our lives go on and move forward because they honestly have to. Even though it's difficult at times to believe that it can, it becomes more of what our life is, and it does because time stands still for no one. You see, as our life grows through our various experiences, our life becomes larger around our grief, which is certainly still there and still as large as it ever was. However, grief does not take up as much space in our life as our life has in turn grown around it and become larger. This has always been the best way to describe how grief doesn't shrink or go away. Life, through our many experiences and new memories, grows larger around it. Grief, in a word, is unpredictable. Of all the phrases within this episode, that one, I believe, you must walk away with. To remember always and forever, it just may be this particular one. We all may have heard of the 5 stages of grief, which are said to be denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, which, through their descriptions, are very valid and true. However, their overt promise to deliver hope in an orderly progression of grief is simply false. Unpredictability is the cornerstone of grief. It is the one thing about grief of which you can count on. Here's one way to illustrate this. Grief is a personal, nuanced, and complicated process. It will not look the same for any 2 people who are grieving. However, those who are grieving may experience similar emotions along the way. It will not progress in your life the same way that it does for someone else. However, what you experience may also be experienced by someone else, and it could be in a slightly different manner. Through my bereavement group, there are oftentimes wonderful little gems of knowledge are shared, one of which, my favorite, was shared with our friend Chimmy, who coined the phrase grief bomb. Now, this simple 2-word phrase creates a nice, neat explanation of those unexpected moments of uncontrollable emotions which occur in the most inconvenient moment of our lives throughout our grief journey. Whether driving and hearing that special song of yours, or walking down the aisle in a grocery store, catching a glimpse of a favorite food of theirs, a grief bomb can't usually be predicted, and most always catches you off guard in its sudden manner in which it slaps you in the face. I say not usually predicted because, in all honesty, there are certainly moments when we can anticipate a potential issue arising because we are aware of a situation that we are about to face. That could be going to the first sporting event for a child who has lost their father, or the first milestone you achieve without the look of approval and pride from your mother who is no longer at your side. These moments may allow us to better prepare ourselves. However, the grief bombs, in my opinion, have always been more painful than I ever imagined they'd be, and more predictable situations. Those aren't any less devastating, but the grief bombs, their surprise, they just cut a little bit deeper. Grief, in a word, is learning. Learning how to whatever without that person who passed. How to take your car in for service, perhaps, or dealing with sewing on a button. Learning is a complex and complicated piece of grief which never quite ceases to be. It is even learning how to allow yourself to grieve in a world that oftentimes feels there should be a natural end to your grieving. Newsflash for you. There isn't. There never will be, and anyone in your life who truly believes this is a person, I suspect, who has never lost someone very close to them. Learning, or relearning, how to live again is also a thing. I'd like to point out that I've just mentioned allowing yourself to grieve, and now relearning how to live again. And those are two very strong pieces of the grief puzzle that we are all desperately trying to understand and deal with from the very first day of our loss. I'd suggest that these two puzzle pieces just might be the most important self-help work you will find that you must do for yourself as you come to terms with your grief. And I know from personal experience and through my late wife Colleen's experience with the loss of her first husband, allowing yourself to grieve is much more successful when you have a solid support system surrounding you to help you accomplish just that. And here's what I mean when I say support system. You need people who understand that grief doesn't just go away. People who truly understand the impact of your personal loss. People who understand who you are and what you need to survive your grief. People who can lend a helping hand or just sit with you and be with you when you need them. People who allow you to grieve, yet help you to learn how to take steps forward to live again. Being part of a support system like this is a daunting job. A job that requires understanding, strength, the holding of hands, and the ability to empathize even when you don't quite understand grief yourself. So, yes, grief is definitely learning and relearning, better achieved with the help of others. As you may have realized as I'm going through these few grief in a word is scenarios, there are potentially endless words you can use to complete that phrase, many of which are as powerful, honest, real, and compelling as the next. I think it's time to present a few in rapid-fire succession. Important words worthy of their own exploration whenever you have the chance to sit with them just a bit. Grief, in a word, is devastating. Grief, in a word, is humbling. Grief, in a word, is lonely. Grief is human and natural and reasonable and necessary. Grief, in a word, is exhausting and terrifying, impossible, and empty. Grief, in a word, is remembering, reliving, searching, and longing, impatient, and unfair. And when it comes right down to the bare bones of it all, grief, in a word, is love. More specifically and more accurately, grief is the absence of love. Or better yet, it is love with no place to go. Grief is most certainly the expression of our love for the loss and the emptiness we feel in the absence of someone we've loved and still love. And this is exactly why grief never ends. The very best way I know how to close out this episode is to share a compelling quote from several years ago. For me, at the time, it was a timely quote, which aired on the 8th episode of WandaVision in February 2021, as I had just entered into the first turn of the calendar without my wife. This quote will always be one that I hold close. I will always refer to it when I need strength or when I need comfort. And here's the quote that Vision said to Wanda. But what is grief if not love persevering? Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your own story and insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on this path. Head over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join the conversation and make a difference through your story. And if you would like a more personal connection directly with me, I invite you to connect with me via email, tim@journeytograteful.com. Lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing the show and telling others why you listen on Apple Podcasts. I provided a leave a review button on journeytograteful.com. Go ahead and share your comments. It is a very powerful thing that you can do today, and I thank you for considering it. As I often do when closing out an episode at this point, I share writings that touch my heart while also providing me some sort of strength, or at least confirm that I'm not alone. With this quote from Daughters of an Angel, it reminds me why some don't understand grief the way I believe they should, now that I'm walking this path for such a long time. And here's the quote. People who haven't felt deep loss think that grief is just about remembering. It is also about relearning how to live, how to breathe, how to be in a world without them. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode or any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope that you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.